Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Don't trust no chick that messing with your dog, that law. If you come up, don't forget about your dog, that law. I'm a street, so it's the law. If you broke, that should be against the law. Don't trust no chick that messing with your dog, that law. If you come up, don't forget about your dog, that law. I'm a street, so it's the law. If you broke, that should be against the law. I'm a real hustle, so don't knock it, that law. It's all about the re-up and the profit, that law. Can't be in the club without no ballers, that law. We gon' ball today, tomorrow, that law. I be in the kitchen whipping, trying to cook the sauce. If you sit down and talk, then you the law. Ball main mannequin, I'm fresher than a dog. No, so fresh, that should be against the law. I'm living my life like the rules of the game, and they call them the 48 laws. Money with all of my homies, and with none of these bros. Hustling just to show out, buddy, you low. In love, but you ain't never got the you off. So for night, we need to turn that to a law. Love, but first statement, I don't fuck with that at all. Can't be beefing about no new, that law. Hold up, shimmy, beefing, over. That's all. Hey. Don't trust no chick that messing with your dog, that law. If you come up, don't forget about your dog, that law. I'm a street, so it's the law. If you broke, that should be against the law. Trust no chick that messing with your dog, that law. If you come up, don't forget about your dog, that law. I'm a street, so it's the law. If you broke, that should be against the law. Got gospel news. News reporter, working with them folks, you on law in order. If your girl getting it, then you must support her. I'm turned up, man, I'm trying to fuck somebody to your daughter. Piecing up on bottles, but don't let me find out. When your home gun shoes, don't let me find out. Trying to steal my swag, that copyright is friends. You can't rock out white if your wife be looking dingy. The broke is always trying to say they independent. I'm picking ribs over babes. Do you feel me? Don't trust no chick that messing with your dog, that law. If you come up, don't forget about your dog, that law. I'm a street, so it's the law. If you broke, that should be against the law. I'm a real hustle, so don't knock it, that law. It's all about the re-up and the profit, that law. Can't be in the club without no ballers, that law. We gon' ball today, tomorrow, that law.
That's law.
Paper over plastic, POP, that's law. Cash on delivery, COD, that's law. Push your mouth some time and let them teach you, that's law. Never bite the hand of the man that feeds you, that's law. Don't forget who buttered your bread, don't get amnesia, that's law. Sleep with one eye closed, they'll back though you and sneak you, that's law. Know your bail boss man and your lawyer number by heart. That's law. Interrogation, keep your tongue in park. That's law. You pushing the line, I'm pushing the line. You packing the knife, I'm packing the knife. Your is a dime, my is a dime. She curvy and fine,
she curvy and fine.
You having your bread, I'm having my dough. You selling the most, I'm rapping new shows. You powder your nose, I only do drugs. Mendocino, endo out. Gotta play the game of life, the game of death. That's law. Don't be no, don't stir up hell the man. That's law. He praying on his paper, didn't pray. That's law. Died with two in his hand from that. That's law.
Don't trust no chick that messing with your dog, that law. If you come up, don't forget about your dog, that law. I'm a street, so it's the law. If you broke, that should be against the law.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Comment Cafe, where we allow you to get your woosaw on. Tonight is the night to vent, you know, so it might get a little violent around here. The whole thing with the woosaw is when you say the curse word, say the cuss words, say them loud because it'll make you feel good. I'm just saying. So I don't forget the best way to listen to Monstrous Radio when I'm spinning the music is on your speakerphone. But when I open up the lines, if you want to speak, you have to push one. Then take it off your speakerphone, because if I get some feedback, that's right, I'm going to hang up on your ass. It is what it is. So, all right, let's go ahead and keep it going. I'm trying to find this guy right here, Jimmy Matt. I really like this track. It's called Friends. I think it's great for some woosah for y'all out there. You got a request, hit me up. You know the show's interactive, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, and Tumblr. Hello?
I don't make good friends, and I ain't finna start now. If the nigga ain't family, if the nigga ain't kin, then he don't need to come around. Cause when nigga come around, that's when nigga get the message and try and see what they can see. And if he ain't GB, and if he ain't BB, don't bring around me.
Good Lord, young nigga know everything. Nigga don't know shit, nigga don't. Good Lord, you a motherfucking killer, ain't you? You a motherfucking pussy with a gun. Knew a nigga like you back when I was in high school. Knew it was the reason I ain't like you. The penitentiary in the graveyard full of a bunch of stupid niggas just like you. Now good Lord, do you believe this nigga? I'm about to fuck around and bang this nigga. Hit him with some shit to rearrange this nigga. And I don't think Jesus gonna save this nigga. I ain't want you over here no way. I think about putting something else in your chest. I'm trying to tell the little nigga okay. Cause I ain't finna sit up here and talk you to death. I ain't trying to prove nothing to you, nigga. See, this shit the reason I don't do new niggas. I ain't finna sit up here and play that game with you. I'll run something my way through you, nigga. Let the OG put a little game in your ear. But first, we gon' have to get one thing clear. Before we get to that, let me ask y'all something. Who brought this nigga over here?
I ain't good at being friendly. I don't make good friends. And I ain't finna start now. If the nigga ain't family, if the nigga ain't kin, then he don't need to come around. But when niggas come around, then when niggas get the message, and try and see what they can see. And if he ain't GB, and if he ain't BB, then don't bring around me, cause I ain't good at being friendly. I don't make good friends. And I ain't finna start now. If the nigga ain't family, if the nigga ain't kin, then don't bring the nigga around. But when niggas come around, try and see what they can see, and if he ain't GB, and if he ain't BB, then don't bring around me, cause I ain't gonna be a friend.
Oh, Jimmy, pitch a push up. What's the name? Say it. What's the name? Got the hook up. Hit him in the head when the motherfucker look up. Take him to the safe, nigga. Book him, book him, book him. No trust. Them niggas over there, they ain't got no business over here with us. Cause your friend turn the foes over money, over hoes. Get a piece of the pie, and they be coming for the crust. Goddamn. It's a dog ass world. Mama always told me don't trust no nigga. Don't bring that motherfucker over here with me. That ain't my nigga, nigga. That's your nigga. Hell nah. That ain't what we do, motherfucker. I ain't trying to meet no new motherfucker. You swearing up and down that the motherfucker cool. Let the motherfucker fuck around with you, motherfucker. Once upon a time, a nigga had a little buddy. Little buddy want a nigga meet his little buddy. Some shit went down with some money and they both had to get it. That's why I don't fuck around, little buddy. All I care about is my family, my kids. Anything outside of that just depends. Get shitty if you want. Hell, it is what it is.
I don't need no motherfucker friends.
I ain't good at being friendly. I don't make good friends. And I ain't finna start now. If the nigga ain't family, if the nigga ain't kin, then he don't need to come around. But when niggas come around, that when niggas get the message and try and see what they can see. And if he ain't GB, and if he ain't BB, then don't bring around me, cause I ain't good at being friendly. I don't make good friends. And I ain't finna start now. If the nigga ain't family, if the nigga ain't kin, then don't bring the nigga around. But when niggas come around, that when niggas get the message and try and see what they can see. And if he ain't GB, and if he ain't BB, they don't bring around me, cause I ain't gonna be a prison.
Jimmy Mack, Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe. Hey. So, hey, check it out. I got a request coming in from San Francisco. I'm like, wow, that's what it do. All right, check it out. This is what they want to hear. They want to hear some Snow the Product. She said she want to hear the same one. All right, check it out. This is off her mixtape. It's on that Tiff exclusive. So check it out right here. Get your request on.
Away.
Look, yeah. Yo, man, I used to pray for this. Got boots
sit it and play for this. Never thirsty for fame and shit. But I wanna buy mommy a crazy crib. Finally get paid for shit. I've been doing for free for long. I would get up before dawn. Then I had like three or four jobs. Then it showed me I gonna need time. Gonna work hard, but I'll be fine. Gonna go far, never rewind. No, gonna get paid for these lines. Bitch, I'm dope. And I'm gonna let these haters know. That I run with now. We went through broke days and got no pay. Tell Atlantic to budget out. A couple of folks on my payroll. We been woke, y'all just ain't no. Been more than flow, it's been more than close. It's more than just know the shit about hope. Cause you said that hard work pays. So we worked all night, all day. And you said all work, no play. So we listen, now the shit changed. Now they say the game about luck. Now they trying to tell me I'm stuck. Now you trying to have me go back to the fans I earned. Tell them I fucked up. Fuck no. Before we get cut though. Cause I'm keeping up with these uploads. As long as we've been us, people love us for us. So we keeping it hundo. Cause I bought my dad's dream car and I'm lame. Switching same fam, same plan, same fans. Making it look.
Y'all messing up my rotation, man. This is a little too many requests, by the way. We got another one from the West Coast. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But, hey, I just want to let you guys know, next week we got a special guest coming on the show. She's going to talk about some relationships and some things that go on. We had a little discussion on Facebook today. If you're not my friend on Facebook, make sure you hit me up. Go to monstrousradio.com, and you can find my Facebook page. You know, you can stay in contact with me and see some things. And, you know, if you don't want to call or when you call in, you don't want to talk, you can always leave a comment and we'll talk about your comments. Hey, she'll be on the show next week talking something about relationships, so make sure to stay tuned for that. She's probably going to come on Monday and set it up and start telling y'all what's going on with that. So make sure you stay for that, Carmen Cafe. But let's get back to the music. Another request. I actually like this one. I usually play it every Friday night because it helps me go woo-sah, like I'm getting ready for the weekend. This is Mac Miller. It's called Weekend. We're back to the independent artist after this. And no more requests.
I got a little bit of money filling my pockets. Roll around like I run and shit. I got a system filled up with toxins. I've been broken hearted and I was fucked that bitch. Getting high to deal with my problems. Fucking bitches getting drunk and shit. But these bitches getting obnoxious. Ain't nothing to me though, I love this shit. Go long days, longer nights. Talk too much, the wrong advice. All the lights to call my life. Doctor, doctor, will you help me? Get me healthy, keep it low, this we're healthy. Ain't shit you can tell me now. Fuck this rap shit, but you're selling out. Ooh shit, my new bitch, you jealous now. Smoking weed at the crib, watching belly now. All the pain that they causing, like fuck it, we ballin' out, everything straight. You feelin' the feeling, I'm chillin', just livin', I'm feelin' away. Conversations we havin', I'm getting too static, too much on my plate. Lord, I need me a break. But that'll be good by the weekend.
Yeah. I'll be good by the weekend.
Yeah.
Everything good by the weekend.
Having trouble sleeping, battling these demons, wondering what's the thing that keeps me breathing. Is it money, fame, or neither? I've been thinking about the places that I frequent, all the people that I see. I'm tired of living decent. What do it mean to be a G? Yeah, and all the time we fall behind. Bitches in the concubine, I call of mine.
Crazy,
and God is I make water wine. Pause and time is coming, they often hate me. Never will I walk in line, I cross the T's and dot the I's. Wondering, well, wondering how I got this high. Fell asleep and forgot to die, goddamn.
I'm popping them doubters and drinking them pounders.
Faded, get it over the counter. I'm stuck on the browser, like how did I make it?
This bitch don't know me, this shit is so lonely until she get naked.
Don't even know what the day is.
But I'll be good by the weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be good by the weekend.
Yeah.
Everything good by the weekend.
Yeah.
Everything will be good by the weekend.
By the weekend.
Mondays I think of you, but I ain't tripping on it. Tuesdays I'm hit. Gotta give my hands up on ya. Wednesdays I'm live with you. You know you're staying over. Thursdays I'm sick of you. I got to get rid of you. Fridays are always the start of the time of my life. Alright, when I get faded, you hate it, but baby, it's gonna be alright. Alright.
Oh my goodness, I need emergency to the studio. You have a kick like the edge of the table and hit your pinky toe, and you just realize at that moment, I don't need that little motherfucker. Just cut it off. Just cut that little son of a bitch off. Oh.
Why not? I could do a big why not? Push a couple whips, why not? Get money when I want, why not? And however I want it, why not?
Why wouldn't I pull up in a new thing?
Why not?
Bitch, I got money in the bank.
Why not?
They asking how I do things.
Why not?
I can give a fuck with bitches things. Why not?
I'ma pull up on these bitches off top.
Off top.
I'ma pull up on these niggas in a try.
Off top.
See, it wouldn't be right if they hate. So I front while I back up off the lie.
Woo.
I just got me that brand new spider coupe. Starting no hoes because that's what I do. Ask a bitch why she want hate me so much.
Oh, oh.
My bank account way up.
Why not?
Fresh out the gate, I be thinking why not?
Woo.
Shrimp steak on the plate, why not?
Why not?
Me and my girls beat the face, why not? It's Friday, every day, why not?
Why not?
I could do a big why not? Push a couple whips, why not? When I want, why not? And however I want it, why not?
Why wouldn't I pull up in a new thing?
Why not?
Bitch, I got money in the bank.
Why not?
They asking how I do things.
Why not?
I can give a fuck with bitches things. Why not?
Why not?
I used to have the same green jelly. Now I'm at the pool watching ballet.
Why not?
All day on my money and my petty.
Woo.
Always out to get it, keep it bumping like
Woo.
A Chevy.
Woo.
Ting ting in my pocket, stay heavy.
Why not?
Throwing money in the air like confetti.
Why not?
Couple whips, why not? Give money when I want,
why not?
And however I want it, why not?
Why wouldn't I pull up in a new thing?
Why not?
Bitch, I got money in the bank.
Why not?
They asking how I do things.
Why not?
I can give a fuck with bitches things. Why not?
Yeah, hang time, nigga. I'ma swing it to the side.
Why not?
Go for the butt, buy it up until it dries.
Why not?
Pull out the car, say forget about a swipe.
Why not?
Pull out my other card and then you bitches like,
it's only right.
My jealous. Convince you, tell me what they gon' tell us. We got the best of everything. Got our money, got our niggas, got our figures. When they asking why?
Why not?
World record on the block when I run shit.
Woo.
I'm going for the gold, skip the dumb shit.
Woo.
I put that on everything. I'ma get it 20 50s, then we throw it like LeBron, cause we own.
Why not?
I could do it big, why not?
Why not?
Push a couple whips, why not?
Why not?
Get money when whatever I want it. Why not?
Why wouldn't I pull up in a new thing?
Why not?
Bitch, I got money in the bank.
Why not?
They asking how I do things.
Why not?
I can give a fuck with bitches thing. Why not?
Yeah, that's XSO right here on Karma Cafe. People starting to call in now. Remember, push one if you'd like to talk. Looks like we got somebody tuning in from Georgia. Who knows? That could be. You never know. We might have a Jay Dirty moment coming up in just a bit. Who knows? But shit, we're going to keep it moving with some more independent artists because, you know, this is Monsters Radio, that online radio where the underground artists are above ground making quakes. And we're trying to get our woosaw on. So, hey, let's kick it. Tracy Brown, it's called I Got It, featuring Jay Fresh. She's upcoming and coming strong. Monsters Radio. DJ T. Monsters.
Somebody keep me focused, that's how I get it. Don't worry about people, say you wouldn't make it. Now all you see in the crowd is shopping faces. This ain't what you wanted, well, now you have it. I made it happen and I'ma get it like nothing happened. This is the life I'm living. No stress on me, I'm killing it. This is the life I'm living. No stress on me, I'm killing it. Cause I'm a high chance.
Got going on. Hit me up 424-243-9649. You know how we do. You know how we do. Nazo Bravo.
Yo.
Well, damn. Nazo Bravo. Put it in reverse. Featuring E. Foley. Hit him up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby. Put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. put it in reverse.
Young Bravo, baby, tell me what it's hitting for. More bottles in the motherfucking liquor store. She going past it like we about to run a pick and roll. But fuck a pick and roll, hit her with the dick and roll. Let me fill your glass up with some vodka now. You ain't gotta ask, I'ma chop it down. She want party, smoking the Bob Marley. Engine in her trunk, so I call him his Ferrari. I'm too honest, why they on me? Face like a Barbie, body is Abercrombie. Ass like a horse, baby, hop up on this donkey. Fuck her so good, have her walking like a zombie. Shouts to Googie, shining bright as a ruby. Your friends wanna do me, baby, let's make a movie. Born with the gift of gab, so mommy in the bag. Got the two-seater, tell your girlfriends to get the cab.
You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse.
She pops that trunk for a real nigga. Baby bad in person like her Instagram picture. An expert at the twerking, lady luscious figure. I'm the dude, I'm the nigga, learn about it. I'm a fixture, I'm the liquor. She gal, she gal, she bad, she bad. Make a married man wanna smash. She know I'm doing numbers, she know I'm going up. She know I'm well connected, got the hook up like a tow truck. Roll up, spark up, light up, burn. Everything she got, what about it? She earned. 36, 24, 36, 36. Hella flexible, know how to do the split. Drop it like a hot potato, hot potato. Work it, work it. Bashful, bashful, never heard of it. Wake their ass up, wobble that butt, butt. Put it in reverse, verse. Pop that trunk, pop it.
If you got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. Let's take a ride to the finish line, you could get it first. Put it in reverse. Till we get right on night, baby, I can feel your thirst. Put it in reverse. Turned up off the slurricane. And for those that don't know, they gon' learn the name. They go last name Bravo, first name Nozzle. Top model and bad bitch aficionado. If you got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Kevin the Plug, and I am your music plug. Real quick, to all the artists that's out there, man, that can't make it to South by Southwest, Southern Entertainment Awards, the SGM Awards, or any of the major award shows that are coming up or the events, let my music plug handle the business for you. Let us take out your CDs, your flyers, your business cards, or any promotional items and materials that you have, and we'll pass them out and distribute them with our street team in the streets doing real work. Like I said, Kevo the Plug, I am your music plug. Give me a call, 308-389-1812. Let's discuss business today. 308-389-1812. Let's talk.
That's right. And I got a lot of stuff to tell y'all coming up about at the South by Southwest event. I got a lot of people down there, got things going on. Man, I don't even want to tell y'all what I was offered last night because, hey, I probably shouldn't do that. It is what it is. But, hey, check it out. We're going to go over here, open up the lines. You know how we do. We allow you, the caller, the listener, to call in and vent because some of us, you know, we know therapists don't take food stamps, link cards, EBTs, things like that. Some of us, we just ain't got no insurance. We got Aflac, but we ate that little duck when we got hungry. You dig? So this right here is to help you. I'm not going to send you a bill. This is here to help you call in and get it off your chest. We don't want you to snap on somebody at the workplace, then don't give your supervisor a swole eye, you know? So we're going to go over here and open up the lines. Remember, people, you got to push one to talk. Let me go over here and see who we got. 912-334, you heard that bing in your ear, Comer Cafe. Hello, you want to vent?
Shit, what's happening, E-Monster? I don't really want to vent, like, straight up like that. Ew, I got to be asking shit. What's that?
Right.
I'm
good,
bro?
It's been a minute.
Hey, it ain't been that damn long. I be moving, man. I be down. I be working and doing music all the damn time. I can't really keep up with all the radio shows I be getting shit on. I don't be. It's been that long, bro.
Right. Yeah, it's been a little minute. It is. It's been a little minute. Yeah. But, hey, you know, when you're actually doing stuff, you make things happen, time flies.
Yeah. You gotta keep me in check on that, bro. You gotta make sure, like, hey, motherfucker, you know you go over there. you gotta put me in line. I'll be getting shit. I'll be on other radio stations and shit and just be getting caught up, man. You know that shit, bro. Shit, you funny as hell with that damn Affleck duck line. That shit was hilarious. You fucking stupid. You fucking dumb, man, bro. I can't fuck with you.
Oh, shit. Hey, for real. One of my neighbors, they had a little duck. I just called it Affleck. It don't last like 2 days. I ain't seen that motherfucker since. You did? They look full, though. They look full over there, though. They look full.
You fucking dumb, man.
I'm just saying. I even knew somebody had a pet rabbit. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker was good until they told you what it was. It's fucked up, though. It is what it is. He was traumatized. I wasn't. I like rabbits.
Dumb as shit, man. Man, shout out to Nabo too, though. I wanted to say that, bro. Goddamn, he's a good dude, man. Damn, shout out to that track he did, bro. That you know, put it in reverse. Shout out to Nabo Bravo, man. And shout out to the South by Southwest thing. I had a partner from the hometown down here actually perform at that event. So, you know what I mean? He did his damn thing. So, a lot of good shit popping with that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, even Nazo Bravo, you know, if you hit him up on Twitter, he'll actually talk to you. You dig? Share his post, whatever, whatnot. He'll actually hit you up and talk to you. So, he, like Jay Dirty said, he's a good dude. You know what I mean? A lot of these people, all you got to do is hit him up.
Yeah, I mean, I added him on there. I actually met him through Gregory Cross, bro. I guess Gregory Cross used to damn manage him or whatever, and Gregory Cross heard my shit on some damn radio show I was on, and we started chopping it up. He gave me a personal number and all that, but he was a good old dude, you know what I mean? And I met Nazo through him, but then me and Nazo got acquainted on Facebook and shit, chopped it up a little bit, and they good people, all up and do his damn good thing with the music. He wrote, I mean, he really is, and he acting all that shit. Yeah, he wrote.
Right. Yeah, I talked to him for like a day, you know what I mean, for a day. You dig? let me see. I'm trying to think of something that we could talk about tonight on the show. Well, I don't want to get too controversial. You just came back.
I ain't scared, man.
It's a really good one. It is a good one. You dig? It's a comment on a post that I had seen, and I actually reshared it because it's real. You know, say like with Black History Month, you know what I mean, and all the stuff going on in the States right now with the whole racial tension and all these types of things. Right. You know, some people get offended by when we'll say the urban Americans post things about Black history, and they get some things are kind of in depth, you know what I mean? And they start to think that because you posted something that whether it be something proud or maybe something about the Panthers, you dig, or something else, that you don't like, you know what I mean, the other side, as we call the ops or whatever, you dig? So, you know, what it said in the post is just because I post things about my people don't mean that I don't like you. You know what I mean? That don't mean that I don't accept you. You know what I mean? So, you know, and kind of you got to think of it sometimes, us as urban people, you know what I mean? When I say urban people, I just don't like to say Black people. I don't like to use color words. You dig? But sometimes we got to think of it, too, as another way. I mean, what if it was on the other side? I'm not saying we shouldn't be proud. No, fuck that. But I'm just saying there's some things that other people may post. Say, like, if a Klan member posted something that he's proud about, do you just let that ride? Or do you get in your feelings?
I'll tell you this. People do that damn Black Panthers and the KKK shit. Now, let me tell you something, bro. The only goddamn reason that the Black Panthers even came to damn existence was to protect Black people from the fucking KKK. That shit, that was started out of protection for the black community back then. KKK was killing innocent motherfuckers like that. So the damn, like, the Black Panthers got more motherfucking right and respect for me to be here than the KKK, because you never heard about the Black Panthers going around jumping out of their trucks beating the shit out of innocent white people in the street, did you? I ain't never heard no shit like that from them.
No. I mean, but right, that's how if you would watch the media back then, that's how they betrayed it. And I think that's where the misconception was. Some
did.
People who don't really investigate.
Right, of course they did. Oh, like, they're going to try to soften. They know they was assholes. Like, white people know that, bro. Like, I never heard about any damn black group going out in the damn street and just beating the shit out of innocent white people. Like, any damn time that you heard about black, you know, groups like that getting into some damn altercation with white people, bro, like, they was not innocent white folk. They was whooping their ass. It was racist asshole white people. There wasn't no, like, KKK to go around just jump out on any black person innocent and just whoop, yeah. You never heard about no black group just jumping out on innocent white people in the damn street and whooping their ass. You never seen no shit like that. So when it comes to that shit, bro, I'm not a fan of that crew. The Black Panthers ain't never did shit to me. They never hopped out and beat up no innocent white people. They got more respect for me and got more right to be here than, I mean, because I'm pretty damn sure if the KKK went away, the Black Panthers would probably suppress its damn self, because it wouldn't have a damn, you know, it wouldn't be needed as much, because, you know, there wouldn't be nobody getting their ass whooped, innocent people, you know. Like I said, that's how it started, though. How it is now, though, bro, I don't, like, the KKK and the damn Black Panthers nowadays is probably more gang, you know, gang evolved than it was when it started, though. It's, you know, they're all about, you know, violence and, okay, we'll be sick of this motherfucker, let's go, you know, yeah, all that. Now it's more violent than it used to
right.
be. You know what I mean? You know, back then, they wasn't scared. Like, they tell you, look, you know, we're gonna cut the shit out, we're gonna whoop you, you know. But I mean, nowadays,
right.
you know, they grabbing guns and ARs and, you know, stomping in the damn street, scaring the head out of damn children and shit, walking down the damn street with big ass guns. I mean, it's a little different now. I still get it, but I, you know, because I mean, white people got to understand this shit. Y'all like, bro, y'all do this racist shit all this damn long, and y'all act like y'all surprised now that black folks are starting to say, you know what, fuck you, motherfucker, we gonna whoop your ass now you do that shit. They ain't the answer. They gonna fuck you up nowadays. These youngins, they don't have no fucking mind. They'll beat your ass. Say that now. See, back in the damn day, you know, white folks can get away with this shit. No colors allowed in here. Say that shit now. Watch you get a broomstick up your motherfucking ass. Do it now. Say that. Why you think most white people that's racist do that shit behind closed doors and around other white folks? They won't say that shit in public to nobody. They'll get their ass whooped.
Right.
They know that now, though. You know, yeah, like, that's why I respect these young folks a little bit, though, when it comes to this shit, dog. Like, they're not scared to go to there. They'll beat your ass in public as soon as you say some wrong shit. They own your ass. Like, they not tolerating that no more. I think it's beautiful if you ask me, though, because they ain't scared of your ass no more. Fuck them racist motherfuckers. I think it's beautiful that they ain't scared no more. Like, I think it's beautiful. But and I'm a white man saying this shit. I think the Ku Klux Klan is cowards. You never seen the damn Black Panther wearing masks when they faced you. Knew who the fuck they were. They was in the damn street,
right.
too, right there. You knew who they were. Yeah. They ain't walk around with no damn cape on looking like a fucking gay-ass wizard or something, you know, with a, what the fuck is that? I don't be knowing, looking like Gandalf and shit. I don't be knowing. I just, you know, the Black Panthers would not be here if it wasn't for the damn KKK. So, and don't speak on the Black Panthers if you ain't going to talk about why the fuck they even came to pass. Don't leave that part.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Tell white people that shit. When they start getting on the Panthers, say, why the fuck you think the Panthers was even started? Ask them that. Like, yeah, you're going to speak on one, motherfucker. Speak on all damn sides of this shit. Don't just go with one, motherfucker. Do the whole damn spectrum.
Right. So, hey, I'm going to slap in a couple more tracks, and, hey, then we're going to come back. Hopefully we get some people. Remember, people, you can comment on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I ain't on Google Plus nor Tumblr right now, but, hey, you can definitely comment on the other one. Let us know. You got something you want to vent on, or you want to, you got something to say about what we just said? Hit me up. Let me know. So, check it out. This right here is an upcoming group called Vintage Nation. It's called 'Cause I'm Black. I like this track right here. Listen to it. And I want to know, does it make anybody angry?
'Cause I'm black. Why you so courageous? 'Cause I'm black. Why you so amazing? 'Cause I'm black. Why you so
Work and your soul is the truth. I tell the world, stop, 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 don't shoot. work and your soul is the truth. I tell the world, stop, 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 don't shoot. Alone, I can stand, but strong if you stand too. Tell the people, stop, 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 don't shoot. If the laws don't rise, then they victim could be you. I tell the world.
So, yeah, that's 10 words right here, Monsters Radio. Sorry, I got to go one more. I'm trying to understand what this person is trying to say, and I'm just not really getting it. So it is what it is. What else? Man, I was going to play that, but that's not the song I wanted to play. Oh, well, it is what it is. Nisha Nashay, On a Cloud.
That was amazing, baby.
Remember, the song is about Woosa. Relax a little bit.
I'm on the cloud. I'm on the cloud.
And I ain't never coming down.
I ain't never coming down.
I don't know about then. All I know is ain't nobody f***ing with me now. No.
Now I'm on
the cloud. I'm on the cloud.
And
I ain't never coming down.
I ain't never coming down.
I don't know about then. All I know is ain't nobody f***ing with me now. No.
One
of my shawty's got to lie. I be hanging from the clouds. Now that I'm a cop, you know she wanna see me down. Nah, so I'm from the south side. Started with a knife, now I'm pushed out. Or she you save me, but she wanna be me now. And I'm too stacked in my Benzies. All that hate is a no-no. Too hot for these, and I can't sleep with the popo. I close my eyes, I got a dream. I'm in the yacht, up in the sea, and then I see.
Ain't
nobody f***ing with me now, no.
Now I'm on the cloud.
And I ain't never coming down.
I don't know about then.
All I know is ain't nobody f***ing with me now, no.
They got me
as their background.
They got me as their favorite.
But I can't help but flying. I come with all these flavors. My bars are blue. Go do, do, do,
do, do, do,
do, do, do, do. From the bottom, it feel good to be somebody. Yeah. Now I'm on the cloud.
Now I'm on the cloud.
And I ain't never coming down.
I ain't never coming down.
I don't know about then. All I know is ain't nobody f***ing with me now. No.
Now
I'm on the cloud.
Now I'm on the cloud.
And I ain't never coming down.
I ain't never coming down.
I don't know about then. All I know is ain't nobody f***ing with me now. No.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe. I got something I want to complain about because I really don't understand what the hell that person was saying, and it was frustrating the hell out of me. Lucky we not loud, hung up on their ass. But I just want to say, like, us light-skinned black people, it's kind of messed up because I'm still peeling from this damn trip to Mexico. I got really brown, and I didn't realize I was in the sun burning until I was already halfway cooked. You dig? And yeah, I got burned like hell, and I'm still like peeling like a motherfucker. This is nasty. This is gross. It is what it is. But I, like I said, JJ, I don't know what to do because that person, I don't know what the hell they was trying to say. I gather maybe they was trying to say, why do people keep bringing it up? If people would quit bringing it up, it would go away. Really? I don't get that.
Look, I heard Morgan Freeman say that one damn time in the interview, dog. And when I heard this shit, it made sense for a minute, and then it didn't no more. So I had to damn check myself, mm-hmm. like, damn, bro, I thought it made sense for a minute because it came out of Morgan Freeman's mouth. Like, who the fuck ain't going to believe that guy? But then I was like, damn, you know, that really ain't real for real. That's some bullshit. Like, just because, you know, I could speak on the fact that you know, let's say I don't like fucking nighttime, right? I always say I hate nighttime. So let's say I quit talking about how much I hate nighttime. You think it still ain't gonna be a fucking nighttime coming around?
Right.
Like, that's how dumb that shit sounds when people say that if you quit talking about it, it's bully. No, like I ain't never heard of nothing in the history of humankind that went away from somebody not talking about it no more.
I've always known it to be where, you know, and you know, here in Minnesota is pretty diverse. You know what I mean? We have our clusters here, clusters there, you know, whichever ethnicity it is. But say, like, I'm from the inner city. You know, say I go way out somewhere, I might meet somebody that's been living way out there somewhere that don't come in contact with inner city people. That'd be like, all they see is the news. Then they meet me and be like, you know what, you're kind of nothing like what I expected because of that. Yeah. Well, you know, we can talk about that because, you know, in the inner city, this is how we get treated. This is how da-da, so they have to portray us a certain way for the rest of y'all to say it's okay to do that. But now you meet me, bro. You know what I mean? And you understand who I am and how I think, and I'm not the only one. So,
yeah, well, that's the problem. Like the people need to get away. Stop listening. Cut the fucking TVs off. Stop watching the damn news. You know, stop listening to these mainstream-ass radio stations that just quit. Like, get out here and experience life for yourself. Like, if you be around different people, you'll see they ain't as bad as the media say they is. They really not. Like, every damn group of people got their little fuck-ups and shit, you know. But they ain't as bad as the media portrays. Like, all white people ain't like Trump, like the media's trying to damn portray, and all black people ain't like fucking Hitler or whatever, how bad, and gangster gorilla sitting out. It's not all like that. And people need to cut the fucking tube off and really get out in the streets and just meet motherfuckers. Like, if you can't talk about some motherfucker that you don't even much be around enough to know them like that. Like, who the fuck you think you is? Like, how the hell you gonna speak on another human being and you ain't much never been around nobody like that? You just going
right.
What your mama done told you, what your mama done told you when you was down little, and what the media done told you. You ain't never much hung around these motherfuckers. How the hell you, how you gonna speak on them? Because of a couple bad apples and shit, so you just condemn them all. Like, if that was a damn case, shit, Trump would make me be looking like his ass right there. Now, if black people were the same way white people were, every black person would say that every white person is like Trump, which is starting to seem like they all saying this shit, but they not as bad. It's a confusing goddamn topic because, like, you know, when motherfuckers like damn Trump get up there talking his shit, black people instantly look at all white people like, okay, I see what they really, what their agenda really is. And most of them that I've met, and you know, everybody just...
It's kind of like... Go ahead, sorry. I'll let you finish.
My bad, bro. I'm just saying, isn't that, it's a real confusing subject. Like, racism confuses the shit out of me, dog, because, you know, I'm caught in the fucking middle here. I got my daddy Mexican, not my biological damn daddy, but the motherfucker that raised me, he Mexican, my little brother mixed. I got two nephews that's half black, you know. And I grew up around black and black folks. I didn't have a lot of white friends to see when shit like this happens. I'm calling it, like, I'm getting ass whoopings from both sides. Like, real talk, we're getting ass whoopings from everywhere, every which way.
Right. Well, I would have to say just my opinion. Don't make it right or wrong. You dig on what you said about the whole thing with the Trump and, you know, the black people whatnot. I think it kind of. It either comes down to two things. Sometimes people are scarred and they don't go to therapy to kind of get through certain things. Like if somebody feels like, oh, you know, when some neighborhoods it be just the white cops beating up on you, calling you all kinds of names and stuff, and that's kind of how they see, you know what I mean? You need therapy to get through that type of shit. So people out there, pay attention to that. Sometimes you need therapy to get through that shit. It's isolated people, almost like kind of like those people that do believe in the news. You know what I mean? They're not really around white people that much, or, you know what I mean? Maybe they grew up, their parents had a stigma, oh, don't mess with white people because this or that. You know what I mean? But, you know, intelligent people, I'm not saying people are dumb or anything like that, but I'm just saying people who are in touch with what's going on don't think like that. You know what I mean? When I see Trump up there fucking up, I don't think of Jay Dirty. You know what I mean? I don't think of none of my other homeboys. I think of that motherfucking Trump dumb ass. And a bunch of other hippie. I ain't gonna call people names, but you know what I'm trying to get at.
Right.
There's people that have that weird frequency of thought, and that's them. That's not nobody else. That's just them.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just them. So, you know, just something to think about for other people out there when you're looking at Trump. Huh?
I said, I'm glad you feel that damn way, because I was always damn confused about the shit, like, you know, because, you know, like I say, bro, like, some of the shit, mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe Trump might say some shit that I say, you know, okay, that was a real statement, but then the rest of his shit be all bullshit and racist, and I don't like it. Well, if I say, okay, I like that one damn sentence he said, that was some real shit, they'd be like, oh, you fucking racist, mm-hmm. you like Trump. Nah, motherfucker, he just said one thing that I actually agreed with. The rest of it, fucking, but that was, you know, and I ain't saying that's what happened, but that's how it is, though, bro. Like, if you like one little damn thing somebody said out of all the rest, but you hate the rest of this shit, you don't like nothing they stand for, but you just agree with that one little thing, they'll condemn the shit like everybody. Why? You just, anything you do, if they don't like them, you'll get condemned by it. If you like one little piece, just condemn. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how this, you know, that's why I try to stay out the way of this shit. Like, it's ignorant as fuck. Right? It's just ignorant on every side. It's really ignorant. And shit. Turn the damn tube off and go meet somebody. I guarantee it ain't as bad as everybody said it. Get out here in the world and actually live life and cut the fucking TV off. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't that bad.
Right, yeah. Hey, like you said, cut the TV off and get out and have a conversation. Whether it be a talk radio or a motherfucker in person, but get out and get around people and have a conversation. You dig? So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. You know, it's almost at the end. The lady's in my ear talking about, you got so many seconds left. It is what it is, lady. I pay my bill. So, you know how we do, bruh. I know how it goes down. But, you know, I got to ask anyway. You got any shout-outs, maybe? Anybody?
Of course, man. I want to give a shout-out to nobody. That's my partner. Fuck my Facebook, fuck my Instagram, fuck my Twitter. If you want to find me, you can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. If you can't find me there, you can find me at www.leavemethefuckalone.net. And if you go down straight about 5 miles and make that left, that's where you can take that bullshit. But God bless you anyway.
And that's what it do. So, all right, y'all, y'all know how I do when I get up out of here. Just remember, no matter what you do, if you go to the movies or wherever you go, just don't drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business, because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. And also, I need you to hear this one more game.
Hey, what's
one
going on?
Game.
It's your boy Kevin the Plug, and I am your music plug. Real quick, to all the artists that's out there, man, that can't make it to South by Southwest, Southern Entertainment Awards, the SGM Awards, or any of the major award shows that are coming up or the events, let my music plug handle the business for you. Let us take out your CDs, your flyers, your business cards, or any promotional items and materials that you have, and we'll pass them out and distribute them with our street team in the streets doing real work. Like I said, Kevo the Plug, I am your music plug. Give me a call, 308-389-1812. Let's discuss business today. 308-389-1812. Let's talk.